Welcome back to House of MNSM. We are talking about The Slave Under the Stairs.
There's a movie.
There is something about Under the Stairs. What
there
is
was
that?
The people under the stairs.
It was a movie. It was creepy.
Yeah, it was a scary movie.
Yeah. The something something under the stairs.
The people under the stairs.
Yeah. Did they eat people?
Yeah, okay. You know what? We need to make sure that access out of the under the stairs is closed.
What, the one that goes underneath the floor?
Underneath the floor, yeah. We don't need them banging on the floor.
I know, this is the house that goes on and on and on. It's kind of interesting.
Well, it's because the basement's like 12 feet deep.
It's cement.
This house is very, very different.
Yeah.
It's a house for us. We could hide bodies under there. We could put slaves under there. And we could just have little air holes coming up through the floor. Really, it would be awesome.
Okay.
On that.
Now that our secrets are all out. Awesome.
Oh, wait, is this thing working? Is this thing on?
So the slave goes, it's very cozy.
Yes, it's. Look, he's got a nicer room than your permanent room is right now, buddy, Alex.
Wait a minute, he's got a great room.
Well, not his permanent room. How the hell does the slave get a permanent room before the boy did? That's pretty funny. So
he just
what else
moved
happened?
In.
Yeah, really. Mine. Clonk. All his stuff down.
No, that's okay. Of all the spaces he could have picked.
Hey, Pup Chomper. So we got Pup Bass, Pup Chomper, Pup Dakota, Slave Wayne in the chat room. A few other people listening. Shanna's listening from work. She's not in the chat room. So what else? So we are going to camo the dungeon, apparently. So right now, if you can see on the webcam, it's all, what do you call this?
Chipboard.
Chipboard?
Chipboard.
But wood. Wood. Chip.
Yeah, it's wood chips. It's glued chipboard.
Yeah. So, Boy Neil and Boy Alex and Sir Mark decided, suggested, wasn't it the three of you that's kind of suggested it?
Know.
Said, you know, why don't we paint it camo? And I was like, I don't know. But I thought about it, and I think it might be okay.
I think we need a big painting party where we say, hey, why don't you come over, bring a paintbrush, we'll supply the paint, we're going to do camo, and just let everybody have input into the dungeon painting.
Yeah.
I wanted to roll everybody's ass with a roller and make them butt up against it to get all the little camo parts on.
Yeah, it wouldn't work so well.
Oh, it'd be really fun to have to actually pull out all
especially
the splinters.
You with your hairy ass. Not so good.
I didn't say anything about me. I didn't get no fucking splinters in my ass.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was another thing today.
Oriented strand board? Is that what it's?
Oriented.
It's called chipboard or press board. Okay. Layman's terms.
It's oriented strand board.
Yes, Mr. Slave.
According to Professor Slave.
Well, I knew where that came from.
It looks gold. It's not cold, actually. It's very, very well insulated in here.
Yeah, it's warm in this garage.
It's very nice.
Well,
yeah.
I have the heat, a little bit of the heater on
now. I think
I'm
going to buy one of those gas heaters, though, so we can play with it in the wintertime, because I can use it at the trailer.
Yeah, we can try it here, see if we like it. But the whole point is, I don't like the whole point of having a tank in closed area running. That's my problem.
But it's built to do that.
We'll look at paw prints on the wall. Now, that would be cute. A couple of the little camo parts could be like little paw prints. There you go. So last night we kind of broke it in a little bit more, I guess. Really, eh?
Yeah, we did.
It was kind of like a
family party.
A family, well, that's all we ever really have is family parties.
No, but I mean.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. It was our first family get-together in the dungeon.
Yeah, that was cool. Hi, Pup Squeak.
Except for
Pup Squeak's in the chat room.
Except for the hook and the tackle that hit me in the head. It was cool.
Yeah, there was a few accidents last night.
A few accidents? Why? What happened?
Well, you in the afternoon smashed your head against
the
head box.
Fucking head box. Man, it's cool, but it hurts. It's a box that you open up and you put your head in and we lock it all up and you breathe through a tube. And we were playing, well, we tried it out on you the other night and left it there, and I bent over to pick something up. Well, I found the whip. That was it. I bent over to grab that. I was like, oh, there's my whip. And I stood up and smashed my temple. And every time I yawn, it hurts my head.
And then Boy Alex is suspended from the ceiling. And next thing you know,
the hook and the tackle came out and hit me in the head.
We were testing out the tackle and hook. And
it was like my pants in the afternoon trying to get ready for the wedding.
Exploding out of the ceiling?
Yes.
Wow.
Next topic.
Yeah, and then boy, Neil slipped down the back stairs, almost fucking broke his own neck. That was terrible. And I did the same thing 2 days earlier. So it's been a...
So the one that really hasn't hurt himself here yet is Slave.
Oh, no. Now he'll fall through the floor or something and get stuck. Perfect.
Well, he'd have to work for that. Oh, look how quiet the room got.
Mm-hmm. I thought he did quite a lot today.
He did a lot today, actually. He did a lot of the pressure washing. And
the fridge is cleaner probably than it was when it was new.
Who's bundled up?
What?
Oh, Sir Mark's got a little hoodie on. No, they're saying it looks cold in there. Everybody's all bundled up.
I have a cold, actually. I've been sick.
I've just got a t-shirt and my vest on. The boy's just got a shirt and his vest on.
I have on what brother told me to wear.
it's so cute. I had to talk about the video. Okay, so good. Paul's on. He's got his working. You can go into the chat room as well. Just click on the chat and put a name in and come and join us. Hi, John and Charity. So what else do we want to talk? Oh, our party. We're talking about, not the party, our family fun time. We put this thing up, what, 2 days ago? That was a bitch.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Again, that was another.
That was when I pulled it out and smashed myself in the head.
Massimo gets to go in the sling, and what happened? Bang!
No. We were putting the hooks in the ceiling and then hanging off the seat.
To make sure it was strong enough. And I gave it a good yank. And the same thing has happened with him.
I like my version of it better.
Bang.
No. Master Noel tries the hooks first. Okay. And then if they hold him, then they, you know, we put the big boy on and see how that goes. And so far, so good.
Yeah, so far. That was actually, that really did hurt. So, yeah, we ran and we got all the, most of the studio. I mean, the studio desk looks a little bit messy right now because we're not really quite sure what we want to do.
I think we're going to have to camo the desk, too.
Let me see. Somebody's saying that it's a little bit difficult to see us.
Really?
Yeah, it is a little bit difficult. We're going to have to move the camera, so that's one of our first things. We had talked about that. We never did. Last night, in our drunken state, actually.
Or just too far away.
Or maybe you can't focus properly.
A light
in that corner and a light in this corner.
It still needs to be closer because it's not focusing properly.
Well, and it doesn't look like it's as far. It doesn't look like it's further away than it used to be.
Well, that's the light on.
Way too bright.
Well, at least you can
see better.
It's still blurry though. I don't understand. Yeah. I gotta make sure that
maybe it's dirty.
Slave cleaned it. So it might be maybe just oily, gross. I'll have to get something. Anyways, that's what it looks like. I'm turning it back up. My eyes hurt. Oh, no, I turned the power off of the board. No, just kidding. So, yeah. Everything's groovy.
The Pub Dakota said it's a lot better with the bright light on. Yeah, but we don't look better, so sorry. Yeah. You'll have
to
suffer.
We're at that point in life where dim light looks best.
It's been a rough week. Woof, rough. So let's talk about what we did yesterday.
All right, what was that?
Yesterday we went to Toronto. Two good friends of ours from The Point, Steve and Ian, got married. In their friend's backyard, it was very nice, cozy. It was a little chilly. The rain held off till after the ceremony happened and the food was served and stuff. But we went all the way to Toronto and watched that. It was nice to be there and watch and be there for our friends. And then came home and then started celebrating.
Yeah, the wedding was different. I don't know how I felt about the wedding. How did you feel about the wedding? I liked that it was very intimate. There wasn't a lot of people. It was only about, what, maybe 50, if that.
Yeah, there was 45 people.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was a little backyard in downtown Toronto, so it was very difficult.
A little backyard.
Yeah, like the dungeon is bigger than their backyard.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So try to put 45 people in this, plus a little gazebo tent.
Well, it's a good thing the invitation didn't go to the entire family.
Yeah.
we would have taken over, like, pretty much half the backyard, really.
Well, we would have paid for the whole wedding.
Yeah. And they had, like, there was catered. They had sliders catered and little, bruschetta bread. And what was that other thing?
Oh, a nice little mushroomy crostata with sun-dried tomato and these really nice mushrooms with cheese on top. And then little hamburger sliders. And
so, I mean, it was
good.
For the amount of people there, it was nice. And oh my God, the officiary is what I want to call him because he wasn't a priest. Yeah. So this guy comes bouncing down the stairs, and he's like, what was he singing or saying something about?
And he was married.
Soul Train.
And straight.
Going down on a Soul Train. I said, wrong crowd to be saying that to. I didn't know who he was. He says, what? I said, unless you brought knee pads, wrong crowd to be saying that in. Then I find out he's the stupid wedding guy. Oh, it was freaking funny. And then what else? Then he said something else. Said something. Oh, you were saying, I don't care if you got a wife or whatever. I'll do you or something. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy's just going to love us.
Well, it's always good you've kept up to the standard first impressions.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, he'll remember us.
Sure. Just say it as it is.
The wedding.
Nobody's straight. It all depends how much they've had to drink, how tired they are, and how much drug we've fed them. Not that we do that.
Breathing wow. tube. Breathing tube.
Wow.
Does that smell like chloroform to you?
Yes.
What's going on then?
Well, we are going to go for a quick
commercial break, and we'll be right back.
That's what I was trying to say.